Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, guys. Welcome to the State of the Podcast Address, the 2nd of September 2017. My name is Zach Twomley. You're listening to When Diplomacy Fails. And, well, why am I doing a State of the Podcast Address when the new series is coming out, starting on, well, in 2 days' time? The reason for this is it's happened. It's officially happened. I can say with a massive smile on my face and a whole load of pride and excitement at the same time that from the point, well, officially from the point that this podcast starts up on Monday, When Diplomacy Fails is officially, partially, my job. That is right, guys. When Diplomacy Fails is my job. The podcast is my job. Wow, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I haven't been able to stop smiling since myself and Anna came to this decision of a week or two ago, but I wanted to see how things panned out. And yeah, my contract was up for renewal with the Leprosy Mission, and I decided to go part-time because that was an option. And now I'm going part-time with that, which means I can be part-time as well with When Diplomacy Fails. As far as I can see, this makes so much sense. It's really, like, the podcast has really been taking off ever since we, well, joined Patreon, really. But everything, the kind of notoriety from 5 weeks to Run Wild, I've got so much plans. It's all taking off and it's really exciting. And I figured there will never be a better time. There may never be another time other than this right now. Who knows what the future holds? But for now, it makes absolute sense for me to do When Diplomacy Fails as part of my job. It's an incredible thing to be able to say. I never thought I'd be able to say it. I never thought that it was possible to have a podcast as your job. But yes, officially this is my job now, and that is absolutely amazing. The reason why it's possible is because of you guys that are supporting me on Patreon. It's just so incredible to think that there's people out there who are literally providing me for my income. You're just so good. You're just so good. I can't even use enough words to describe how good you really are. But if you yourself listening right now would like to be part of this, yeah, that wasn't smooth at all. But yes, we're always welcoming new history friends to our budding history club. And now, hey, now that you join up, when you join up, you'll actually be supporting my living. Rather than just my hobby, I am now relying on this as part of my income, guys. I really am. And it is thanks to Patreon and thanks to your guys' generosity that I'm able to do that. Well, why is this good for you? Well, I don't want you to be worrying now that this means I'm going to be extra super looking out for new patrons to join up with When Diplomacy Fails. I think what it really does mean is that on the one hand, yes, I take a bit of an income cut because I'm not earning as much money as I used to from obviously working full time. Patreon sort of makes up that, but not really quite. I'm short of not a good bit of money. I'm short of what I used to be making. That's not important anyway. What matters is that we're fine. We're all going to manage. And I think it's worth it. It's worth it sometimes to take a pay cut in support of what you love. Money is not everything. You keep hearing that these days, but when it comes down to something like your hobby, your passion, something that you have built from the ground up and that you really care about, there is nothing more important than that. And I have always wanted to be able to do When Diplomacy Fails as part of my job, and officially now I can. I don't have to sign a contract or anything like that for when diplomacy fails, because it's just me. It's just me working away in the offices, which is to say at my desk. And now you might be wondering, why is this important for you? Will you notice any differences yourself? I mean, not necessarily. You'll probably be more aware of it. I'm going to certainly be more active in certain spheres. I would like to start releasing more content. And at the moment, I'm working really, really hard on both the Polish miniseries and on the 30 Years War book. So that's keeping me very much busy. And I'm obviously really, really enjoying that too. But I think tying in with this and the reason why When Diplomacy Fails will be so handy in the future is because in the next few months, I'm not exactly sure when the process opens, but I'm going to give Cambridge another try. I'm going to apply for a PhD in Cambridge. I'm thinking part-time so that I can actually work at the same time as doing the PhD, which means it'll take a little bit longer, but it's flexible. I mean, I can release the details when I find out more, but for the moment, it's looking like I'll be applying for that, and all going well, I'll be starting in January 2019. And I know that's ages away, but these things, they do take a while to prepare. And at least this time I know what I'm getting into with the application process. So it's not going to be as head-wrecking before, hopefully, anyway. And it won't be as stressful as before, hopefully, anyway. It's all good news. And it's all like, I mean, it just goes to show what we can do, what When Diplomacy Fails has done for me. And I really can't thank you guys enough, even just for listening right now. And you're probably like, what the hell, this isn't the latest episode. This is like an audio diary. Yes, it is. These states of the podcast have gone from like some nice formal news bulletins to basically me complaining or updating you about my life. But hey, that's just the way they've kind of evolved as time has gone on. And I, for one, am very happy to be able to tell you guys this news, and I think you guys will be happy for me as well, because it can only be a good thing for When Diplomacy Fails. And above all, you guys have to know that the more I'm focusing on it, ideally, the more organized I'll be, the more content there will be in time and everything else. And yeah, it means so much good things for When Diplomacy Fails and for podcasting, and hopefully you guys will join in this celebration of sorts by telling people about When Diplomacy Fails, telling people about the podcast, and that I have actually managed to do well enough in this to make a living off it. Like, who can say that they've done that with something that they love? Very few people, I'd imagine, but for those few that can, yeah, it's an amazing feeling, and I really do have you guys to thank for it, because if not for you, we wouldn't be here. In fact, When Diplomacy Fails is certainly up there with podcasts that are making the most amount of money in the history discipline anyway on Patreon. And that is a testament to the support you guys have given me and the confidence you invested in this podcast. And I know recently I sent off a lot of merchandise to my lovely patrons, so you can expect to get that soon enough. I've already seen a few tweets and everything about guys getting their care packages, so to speak. And yes, open a cold one and think of me as you do that with your exclusive When Diplomacy Fails bottle opener. I mean, as far as announcements go, this is probably the shortest state of the podcast address in history. But yeah, I had to let you guys know about it. I'll be bookending this on the beginning of the first episode of The Long War, which is coming out on Monday, which I suppose is another reason to do this, to let you know that the drought has officially ended, and from Monday we'll be jumping right back into the era of Louis XIV, among other things, with an absolute vengeance. So there's so many exciting things to come with When Diplomacy Fails, and there's so many reasons, so many reasons to listen to this podcast. Honestly, guys, I can't thank you all enough. And if you would like a little extra bit of When Diplomacy Fails in your life, you should know that in the next month, in the month of September at least, I'm not sure of the exact date yet, but I'll let you know as I find out more, I'll be doing an Ask Me Anything on Reddit, and in line with the History Podcast's Reddit page. So if you're interested in asking me anything at all, keep it country, keep it kosher, or however it is that they say it. Don't ask me anything political or anything like that, because I'm not going to say. But yeah, ask me anything about podcasting, history, anything like that, and I'll do my very best to answer. I really can't express enough how much I appreciate you guys, and yes, I do tend to waffle and drone on about things like Patreon and BeFit and how much I love podcasting and how much I love history and how great my life is in general, but There you go. It's because of you guys I'm able to have this microphone. That is literally the case. I wouldn't be able to afford it without you guys. And everything else that has come from When Diplomacy Fails, from the book deal to talking to the BBC to all sorts of stuff, it's because of your support and you getting the word of When Diplomacy Fails out there. For those patrons listening right now, thank you all so very much. For those listeners listening right now, if you're interested in becoming a patron, it's never been a better time. We're just about to launch into a new series and you have a whole back catalogue of stuff that we released over the summer break, including a load of other things. From only $2 a month, you can join up and get the best version of When Diplomacy Fails for yourselves. For $5 a month, you get a little bit extra. You get an hour extra, but you also get access to some of the best content that is coming up in When Diplomacy Fails' timeline, including first access to the Bismarck biography, which I'm really excited about. That's not coming out till next year, but more immediately, you'll have access to the Louis Arms and Armies series, which actually went down really, really well, all things considered, considering I didn't really know what I was talking about before then, but I have a newfound respect for Louis XIV and his armies. Also, from the months of October, November, and December, we will be detailing the life and times of one Jan Sobieski. That is exclusive to $5 patrons of this podcast, so I hope you guys will sign up and check that out if you are interested. Jan Sobieski is a fascinating guy, and I cannot wait to tell you his story. So, Jan Sobieski, Otto von Bismarck. We also have a project called 10 Habsburg Emperors, which I am sort of, kind of looking into at the moment. Let's just say I have a lot of things going on right now, and if you looked at my shelf, you'd see that the three piles of books has extended into four because I've got so many things going on in my head. If I could clone myself, that would be handy, but I can't, and we're only a team of one, so I just have to do my best. I want to thank you guys so much one last time for supporting this podcast, for listening to this podcast, everything we've done, the fact that we're here after 5.5 years, the fact that I'm able to make a living part-time off of this now, officially, and make this my job, and the fact that, well, really, your guys' support has led me in a way to Cambridge, and without you guys, would my application be as impressive? I don't think so. Without you guys, I wouldn't have the book deal, I wouldn't have the podcast, and I'd just be a guy trying to do history, but now I have you behind me. Officially, we are about 10,000 away from 3 million downloads, so that is incredible. We're going to have a 3 million download party, I'm sure, of some kind. I'll certainly be opening one for you guys. I'll be opening a cold one and cheersing your name. I might just have Guinness because that's the greatest drink in the world. But anyway, I rest my case. This has been the State of the Podcast address. I don't really have anything else to say, but if you guys would like to ask me any questions or anything else, I would always love to answer them. You know where I am. The usual channels, guys. WDFpodcast.com, WDFpodcast@hotmail.com, all the usual places. And of course, if you would like to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and become a patron of this podcast, the links are all in the description of this show. And I'd really appreciate it if you told people about us. Tell them that we're just about to launch into something very, very special. I should note, if you're still listening to this, then congratulations, because you're about to get something special. I should note that on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, I have a collaboration episode due to come out with Daniele Bellelli of History on Fire. So if you're a fan of his, you should look forward to that, because I'm going to take these collabs to the next level. Still waiting on Dan Carlin and Mike Duncan, but until that time comes, we are very, very happy here in our niche in When Diplomacy Fails. And I'm very happy to have you here. I will see you guys in 2 days when we tackle the long war. But until then, my name is Zach. I am a very, very happy young man. And I would like to say thanks for listening. And I'll be seeing you all oh so very soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.